It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In 1967, Thurgood Marshall became the first African-American Supreme Court Justice of the United States. Before that, Marshall was well known for his successful arguments before the Supreme Court as an attorney, in particular for his victory in Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka. Tomorrow night, the one-man play, Thurgood, opens at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. It tells Marshall's life story, from humble beginnings in Baltimore to landmark civil rights legislation and his rise to the highest court in the land. Thurgood ran on Broadway at the Booth Theater, and its production at the Kennedy Center, starring Lawrence Fishburne, was filmed for HBO. The man who stars in this run of the play is Pittsburgh native Monte Russell. Among his numerous film and television appearances is the recurring role of Dwight Zadro on the series ER. This is his seventh show at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. Monte Russell, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you want to join the conversation or you have a question for the man playing Thurgood, 412-246-2002, the number to call. That's 412-246-2002. So how daunting is it to play a man like Thurgood Marshall?
I like the word challenging more so because everything that I have as an actor, I have to have access to. I have to have access to my sense of humor, my character work, because I'm not just simply playing Thurgood. I'm playing, in some scenes, I'm playing Thurgood and his wife. Some scenes, I'm playing Thurgood and LBJ, Thurgood and MacArthur. So I have to utilize my voice work and character development as well, but then also my memory, because it's 78 pages long. So
yeah, right. Well, that is a question that that comes up, and I'm curious as to what you do to, in the words of some, slam that dialogue.
I'm sorry, I didn't
to memorize the dialogue of 78 pages in a one man play.
Well, there's a cold reading technique that I learned about 5 years ago in terms of some of the words you look down and you read it, and then you use like a quick speed reading tool to like read the next two lines. And so even though that's an audition technique, it also helps you retain the lines faster. So I've used that technique since I learned it for cold readings, and it enables me to grasp stuff, you know, much faster than, you know, the whole should I tape myself or should I look at the paper and then look up in the sky and then say the words. So it's a combination of on my own reading and then glancing down to see what the next line is. And then miraculously, the third time through, I have it. I have the whole paragraph. And then I move on to the next paragraph.
Did you take any inspiration from this story, and I'm sure you know it, about Thurgood Marshall getting in trouble in school? Apparently he was a bit of a troublemaker, a fun-loving kid. And as punishment for misbehaving in class, he was forced to memorize the entire United States Constitution, and he did it.
Yeah. The thing about Thurgood, there's so many places in his life where he met a person who put him on the direction or on the path that he needed to go on. And so the thing about this piece is almost like a hero journey, in the sense that Thurgood is the reluctant hero. He doesn't want to take on this task that he has been chosen for, but he's the best equipped to do so. And there are times when he could, you know, just be your average kid and want to do his thing. But then there are people like his father, as a gentleman who works for after school, who confirmed some of the things that Thurgood did that may have caused problems. But the guy told him that, no, what you did was the right thing. And so, again, his teacher, he's a class clown, but his teacher sees something in him to the point where she says, go digest this. And thank God she did, and thank God he was able to not, you know, he knew when to be serious and knew when to be funny. And that's the thing about Thurgood, incredible sense of humor. And it comes and goes, and, you know, but he can go from serious to funny like that. And so, again, and they're just all the, you know, even his battle with John W. Davis in the Brown case. I mean, it was adversarial, but it still was like, congratulations, you did a great job, I admire your work, kind of thing. So all these people in Thurgood's life kind of gave him green lights and said, go this way instead of that way. And that's an example of that in terms of what his teacher instructed him to do.
We're talking with actor Monte Russell about his portrayal of Thurgood Marshall in the one-man play Thurgood, which opens tomorrow night at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. We have a clip from a 1950s television interview Thurgood Marshall did with Mike Wallace for his old Dumont show out of New York. And if you'll indulge me, we're going to listen to Thurgood Marshall criticize then-President Eisenhower for not doing enough to support the decision of the Supreme Court in Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka. Here it is.
Do you think that President Eisenhower, Mr. Marshall, has done all that he can thus far to further the cause of integration? And what I mean is in practice as well as in speech, as well as in trying to create a restrained but favorable national attitude.
Well, I do not think that President Eisenhower has done anywhere near what he could have done. I wonder whether it's too late. I don't think it's too late. But I think it's the President should have shortly after the decisions, or at least by now, have gotten on a television network or radio and spoken as the chief executive of this government to the good people of the South, urging them to support the decision of the Supreme Court is the law of the land, whether they believed in it or not, and to use the full influence of his position as president to bring about peaceful solution of this problem. I think he was obliged to do that, and I think that his failure to do so does not help us at all, especially when we realize that as a result of the failure of the good forces to take over, we have allowed these other forces like the White Citizens Councils and the Klan to threaten and intimidate good people. Moral leadership should come from the top executive of the government. It's his responsibility, and he can't duck it.
And that's Thurgood Marshall talking to Mike Wallace in an interview from the 50s, and this would have been at least 10 years before he was on anybody's radar for the Supreme Court. But here he is, criticizing the president. What does that tell us about Thurgood Marshall?
Extremely bold, but also he knew what he was talking about. It's not just, you know, a bunch of complaints. Thurgood was about the law. He was the letter of the law, the enforcement of the law, not the interpretation of the law. And so he felt as though a lot of things that ended up happening as a result of Eisenhower not enforcing the decision stronger, you know, would not have necessarily had to have happened. So, this is a man who, you know, stared down many near-death incidents. So criticizing the president, you know, there was really nothing to fear. I mean, but he, like I said, he was telling the truth. So, and he lived through, you know, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, LBJ, Nixon, and Reagan. And so, you know, he's always had strong opinions, no matter who it was. And his opinions about Ike were no different.
Do you think that younger African Americans today appreciate the boldness of somebody like Thurgood Marshall? To hear him criticize the president in an interview today, that's pretty commonplace. There's criticism of people in high places, but for an African American man, even someone like Thurgood Marshall in the 50s, to criticize Dwight Eisenhower, not just a two-term president, but a war hero, a general, that was a big step. Do people understand the kind of courage that took?
Some do. Some may. I'm sure that a lot don't, and which all the more reason is a good reason to, you know, not just see this play, but just do as much research as possible about people and the situations that they went through. But remember, he also battled with MacArthur. You know, they had a little toe-to-toe, you know, in terms of he went to Korea to, you know, try to, you know, speak out for the you know, African-American soldiers at that time serving under MacArthur. And so, I mean, if he could stare down MacArthur, you know, I think he was okay with talking, you know, honestly about Eisenhower. So, but That's the thing about Thurgood. He was very fearless. I mean, what can you do to me? I mean, you're not going to shut me up, and you know, the only thing you can do is beat me in court, you know. And if you do beat me, I will appeal. So there's a lot to learn from him in terms of how he dealt with obstacles. It was never, it was never you win, I lose. It was like, okay, I'll see you for round two. And so there's a lot to be learned from that in terms of how you deal with life. You know, you don't let the obstacles knock you down. You just find another, you know, route to your objective.
We're talking with Monte Russell, who plays Thurgood Marshall in the one-man play Thurgood, which opens tomorrow night at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you have questions or comments for Monte Russell, questions about Thurgood Marshall or about Monte Russell's career, his work on ER, anything you're curious about, give us a call, 412-246-2002. Again, 412-246-2002, the number to call to join the conversation here on Essential Pittsburgh. The argumentative skills that Thurgood Marshall developed, it's very interesting. The arc of development for this man, who really began to hone his skills at the dinner table with his father, who used to go and sit in on court cases and then come back and reenact the argument for the children around the dinner table. How interesting of a story is it, just what this man learned that even before law school, about how to argue a case?
Yeah. Well, again, this is another instance where somebody put Thurgood on the right track. Just imagine what if his father did not do those things, you know. So it gave him the prerequisite skills. So when he did decide, because he went to undergrad wanting to be a dentist, but as a result of working with Langston Hughes, the poet, getting, you know, more, you know, black professors hired at, well, getting the first black professor hired at an all-Negro college at that time, it was, as a result of that is when he decided to become a lawyer. But he already had the prerequisite skills because his father already trained him when he was a kid. He unknowingly trained him to become a lawyer, in a sense. And so, again, that was that instant. That's another example of somebody putting Thurgood on the track that he needed to go. Not what he wanted to go, because like I said, he wanted to be a dentist. He wanted to make money and didn't want to, you know, get his hands dirty in terms of, you know, court battles and things of that nature. So it's amazing that, and the thing is, his father, you know, was not educated. He was a drinker and he was very angry. However, there was an interest, you know, in the law. And see, Thurgood, when he went to Howard, that's what he used to do also. He would take the trolley to the Supreme Court building and do what his father did, which was stand in the back of the courtroom. You know, so again, he was given those prerequisite skills by his father.
As an actor approaching doing a one-man play, since it's all a world that you're creating as a performer, how does that compare with being in an ensemble or just working with other actors in a stage play in terms of preparation?
Well, the major difference is even though I'm out there by myself, on some levels it doesn't feel like I'm out there because, like I said, I have to play both characters, and I also know that the audience is going along with me. So I'm up there, and then, and, you know, 1 minute we're down south, and 1 minute we're back in Baltimore, one minute we're at Lincoln, and next minute we're in court. And so it's just a ride. It's just a ride, and I can't really question. I can't really gauge, you know, because, like, you know, when you're on stage with another actor, you know when you're cooking because you can see it in the other actor's face. You can see when you're bouncing off each other, and you come off stage, say, hey, that was a great scene, but I can't do that in this. I just have to get the feel that I am both of these characters who have different objectives in this scene, and then also just continue to tell the story to the audience, never leave the audience out of it, you know. And so there, it's almost like the audience are my castmates in a sense.
And as you're going along on this ride, of course, you can't get off the trolley. You got to stay on it until it comes to the last stop. So what happens if you go up on your lines or something, or you forget a part of this, what do?
Dance on your feet. You have to just roll with it, find your way back in. I mean, because, you know, again, if you're in an ensemble, if somebody else goes up, you can kind of fix them. You can kind of throw them a couple of lines to redirect them. Can't do that. I have to redirect myself. And so, I mean, you know, I got to find my way through it without looking as if I'm struggling, you know, and just roll with it. Because, like you said, you can't stop. And you can't, you know, you just have to just roll with it.
Now, you're from Pittsburgh, so you're familiar with the whole culture that's developed around the Steelers. And one-man plays in Pittsburgh, particularly the play about the Chief, Art Rooney, have done well. So audiences, particularly in the space you're going to be in, have responded well to that? Is that something that you think about and can tap into for positive reinforcement?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I saw the chief twice, and I like the shots that were over, and I saw, you know, the movie as well. I like the shots that were over Tom's back, so you can get a sense of the audience. And so even before I've been with an audience, you can just kind of feel where they will be, you know, and you can see that whether or not they are with you or, you know, or just listening to you. But my objective is to have them with me, go on this journey with me. Let's all go through it. You know, even though I'm the one that's experiencing it, let's all go through it. And then I'll see you at the end of the play.
Talking with actor Monte Russell, who portrays Thurgood in the one-man play, Thurgood Marshall, or the portrays Thurgood Marshall in the one-man play, Thurgood. And I'm curious, having grown up here, attended Barrett Middle School, Steel Valley High School, and the University of Pittsburgh, what got you into acting?
A similar situation with Thurgood. I was a class clown in civics class, and my civics teacher got tired of me clowning and dared me to audition for Ebenezer Scrooge, the Christmas Carol, and everybody laughed at me. Ha, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And as a result of them laughing, I said, you know what, I'm going to do it. And so I was cast in it and played, you know, a 13-year-old Ebenezer Scrooge, African-American Ebenezer Scrooge, you know. But and then it was just that thing, that feeling that I had. I said, I like this. I think this is what I want to do. And so, again, green lights along the way, people meeting the right people, pushing me in the right directions, and, you know, got with the proper people. And so years later, here I am.
Yeah.
Still doing my thing.
A happy accident, and it puts you in the right direction. Where did you take it from there after the Scrooge portrayal?
I started taking Point Park College offered acting for teens and on the weekends. And so, you know, actually, I looked in the phone book. There was no internet. There was no, you know, I just looked in the yellow pages. And so I called down there. And we'd go down there Saturdays and do, you know, scene work. And we put on a play. And I liked it and then took it again. And then just kept seeking different, you know, organizations or theaters to be involved in.
And so, now here you are playing Thurgood Marshall. So one last quick question for you. Are you going to keep the Thurgood mustache that you're sporting now?
I don't know. Yeah, because, you know what, this has been it's like 30-plus shows. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to feel like when it's over with. But some of him still might be with me, you know. So I think I may grow my goatee back, though. I don't know.
Well, Monte Russell portrays Thurgood Marshall in the one-man play Thurgood, opening tomorrow night at the Pittsburgh Public Theater. Monte, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
To leave comments before or after our broadcast, call and leave a message at 412-256-8783. We might use your voice on the air, so let's continue the conversation. Tomorrow on the program, Pittsburgh mayoral candidate and City Councilman Bill Peduto joins us. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.